Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be looking at the seven traps that Shaitan lays for us and how he tries to misguide us.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. It's no secret that Shaitan is our enemy. Is there any doubt in that? Shaitan wants to lead us astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
Allah is telling us that indeed Shaitan is an enemy to you. So take him as an enemy. How would we treat an enemy? Would we befriend them? Treat him like an enemy. Learn his tricks. Understand that he doesn't want good for you. And he only calls his people to be from the companions of the hellfire. He doesn't want good for us. He wants to lead us astray. When he disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said,
قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ.
He blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that because you led me astray, I'm going to be sitting on your path. He's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to be sitting on his path. Who's on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's the believers. Those who are astray, Shaitan doesn't care about them. What's he going to go do to them? They're already going astray. And he said, I will come to them from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, and you will not find most of them grateful. And Shaitan will do everything he can to lead us astray. After all, he knows our weaknesses. Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ, that indeed he sees you, him and his people, from where you cannot see them. So he comes to everyone from their point of weakness. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he tells us that there are seven main ways that Shaitan sets traps for the believers, for how he tries to lead them astray. So the first trap is that he wants the believer to commit shirk and disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in belief or in action. And if he can get the believer to commit shirk and commit an act of disbelief, then he's going to relax. He's going to take it easy because he's done his job. He's led them astray and now they're on the path to hellfire. But a believer, even though they might commit an act of shirk, can always renew their faith. They can always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as they are still alive. The second trap that Shaitan tries to make a believer fall into is the trap of bid'ah. And bid'ah is something that is new in the religion, an innovation in the religion that wasn't there before, that wasn't legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not based upon the principles of Islam. And Shaitan loves bid'ah, innovation in the religion, more than he loves major sins. Why? Because when a person does an act of bid'ah, then they think they are doing good. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. So when you don't think you're doing something wrong, you're not going to make tawbah from it. You're not going to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan loves this more than major sins. And innovation can be in belief, that believing something other than what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, what the Quran teaches us. And even in acts of worship, by worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in things that he never legislated, nor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the first place. And if Shaitan is unable to make a believer fall into kufr or bid'ah, then he tries to lay the trap of major sins. Because major sins can destroy a person. Shaitan will make them fall into major sins and slowly cause them to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the severity of the sin they committed. And many people are like this, that due to their environment and their circumstances and their desires getting the upper hand over them. They fall into major sins and they're tested through these sins. And slowly they start losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel as if there's no hope for them. They are so sinful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them. But this is incorrect, because it doesn't matter what a person has done, as long as they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. They repent from their sin. They regret it. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they start doing good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the repentance of the repenter. And if shaitan is unable to make a person fall into major sins, then he goes to trap number four, which is minor sins. And minor sins is something that we all commit. And shaitan comes and tells the person that don't worry about minor sins. You know, as long as you avoid the major sins and kufr, you're fine. You'll be okay. As long as you stay away from the major sins, it's okay to fall into these minor sins. It's not a big deal. Don't worry. Just, you know, pray your salah, Allah will forgive it. But the scholars saying that being persistent in a minor sin makes it a major sin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned us against minor sins. He said, beware of minor sins, like a people who camped in the bottom of a valley, and one man brought a stick, another man brought a stick, and so on until they managed to bake their bread. There are some insignificant sins which, once they accumulate and a person is questioned about them, they lead to his doom. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us clearly that these sins, they accumulate. And if shaitan is unable to make a person fall into minor sins, then he goes to the next level, the fifth trap, which is to keep them busy with permissible acts. To do things that are not sinful, but nor do they bring about benefit. Eating, drinking, hanging around, you know, wasting time. They're not benefiting from their time. So as long as they're not benefiting, shaitan's okay with it. He wants them to waste their time as much as they can. And if a person is keen on their time, they understand the value of time, they plan their day and their weeks and their months, and they do the things that are beneficial to them, and the shaitan is unable to make them fall into this trap, then he goes to the next level. The sixth trap is that shaitan makes the slave be busy with acts that are less rewarding than others. For example, makes them neglect seeking knowledge, and instead focusing on acts of worship that are not mandatory, like praying extra nawafil. And these are good, but seeking knowledge is better. To learn the Quran, to learn the Sunnah, to learn how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because learning instills yaqeen in the heart, instills certainty in the heart, instills the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart, which leads them to becoming more aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in return elevates their status in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaitan wants a person to be neglectful towards acts that have more benefit, and instead focusing on these that are good nonetheless, but they are less in reward. And if at the end of the day he can't make them do any of these six things, then he resorts to harming the believer in any way they can, using his people to harm them through speech or even physically, or to, you know, try to hurt their feelings. No believer is saved from this. Even the prophets were not saved from this. They were called names, they were insulted, they were abused. So shaitan uses his army to try to harm them in any way they can. Somebody who's trying to practice, somebody who's trying to be a good Muslim. So shaitan will do anything he can to make the believer slip. And he's not just going to rest there if he makes a person slip. His end goal is to make them disbelieve, to take them to the hellfire. And this is why it is extremely important for us to become self-aware, to understand our weaknesses. And this is today's exercise. To look at these seven traps that shaitan has laid out for us, and to see in which one or multiple ones we fall into. Because once we realize that he's getting us through these traps, we can take the necessary measures to fix that. We can understand how shaitan plays with us. We can understand what our weaknesses are, so that we can strengthen them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the traps of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from his whispers, from misguidance, and to keep us firm upon his path until we leave this world. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.